welcome
to the Shutdown Fullcast, the internet's only college football podcast. My name is Jason Kirk, joined today by Ryan Nanny.
Hi.
As well as Michael Serber.
Pleased to be with you.
We are gathered here today without Holly or Spencer, who have transported elsewhere via the portal. Haven't we all, in one sense or another? But I feel confident they'll transfer back at some point very soon.
Have we gotten one of those in the portal yet? Have we gotten somebody who left for a year and then came back?
It's the Clemson. It's like the only Clemson. With football, college football, Clemson is ironically enough the only team that's done that.
Yeah.
With Hunter Johnson, he transferred and then went to Northwestern.
That's right.
And then came back for his final year at Clemson.
That's right.
Which is probably just a way to dunk on like nerdy private schools, right? Like, he didn't have any fun there. See how much better we are at school.
It just also shows our dedication to not using the transfer portal. Like, we will only use the transfer portal to reclaim players that should have never been there in the first place.
To prodigal son that shit. That's right.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, most cults completely sever ties with you once you're out. Like, you are the ultimate. You are the worst of the worst. So it's cool that Dabo's modified his cult in that way.
Dabo the Redeemer.
It's kind of like a Clemson Rumspringa, I think is what it is.
At Northwestern, I'm going to go feel my oats in Evanston. God, that's the worst spring break ever.
It's time to get crazy.
Having bored myself to tears, I've decided to come home and wasted all my money on nothing exciting.
On very heavy pizza. That's what I wasted my money on.
I've been wasting my money on driving to Chicago and back.
Speaking of transport, the Iditarod is underway right now, and I don't know if either of y'all have seen, but there's a lot of moose shenanigans afoot with this year's Iditarod. The 5-time Iditarod champion, Dallas CV, one of those, had to kill and gut a moose after it injured one of his sled dogs. This is in line with the rules. I think it's rule 34 for the Iditarod.
Wait, which rule is it?
Rule 34.
Okay.
Rule
okay.
34. Yeah. Hold that on. I'll pull it up right now for you. Yes. So
careful.
The Iditarod has a rule that if you encounter a game animal, which are moose, caribou, or buffalo, for example, if you kill them in defense of life or property, the musher must gut the animal, and report the incident to a race official at the next checkpoint. Following teams must help gut the animal when possible. No teams may pass until the animal has been gutted and the musher killing the animal has proceeded. So it's basically, I guess, a caution flag, but for gutting an animal.
It's like hitting a banana.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Any other animal killed in defense of life or property must be reported to a race official, but need not be gutted.
Whew. So, Cerber, you had questions. I had questions as well. Do you want to begin?
Please, wherever y'all want to go.
I just... he had to kill the moose.
The
rule said
this is a sleigh pulled by dogs that can get away from things pretty fast, right?
So he said the moose became entangled with the dogs and the musher, and he was forced to shoot the moose with a handgun in self-defense. This is from a statement from the Iditarod itself. He told the TV crew, "It fell on my sled and it was sprawled on the trail."
Damn.
I'm assuming the gutting is to make it easier for predators to come dispose of that thing. I don't like why do they have to gut that? But if he comes across a bear and takes it down, the bear does not get gutted.
So they can't reanimate, I think.
This is like a walker thing on The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Destroy the brain.
You kill a zombie via its head. A moose's brain is in its gut.
Famously. The Iditarod says, "We are making sure that every attempt is made to utilize and salvage the moose meat."
Oh, so you've gained 50 pounds of meat.
So I think it's like it's weirdly like a responsible ecology kind of thing. But like moose will attack people on this race.
Unless they're
dogs. Yeah.
Right. I've heard about in Maine that they have a problem with people when they visit stopping to see the moose, and it's a real, but they, it's like a big law. You can't do that in that state because there's a lot, like, people hit moose all the time. It's
yes.
Like the number one cause of accident there.
Yes. Moose attack more people than bears in Alaska. I think it's just moose.
Moses. I think Moses. This is one of several signals that we just shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't drive cars or have dog races or any of these other things without moose encounters, I think that's nature's way of telling us there are other places we could live.
Now, this was not the first moose encounter in the Iditarod this year. The leader of the current race, or at least at the time this CBS News article was published, named Jesse Holmes, said, quote, "I had to punch a moose in the nose out there."
Sure.
He told a camera crew, but didn't offer other details.
So this doesn't count as, this doesn't invoke Rule 34 if it's merely.
No. As long as you leave the moose alive and I guess not seriously, alive, yeah, you're good to go. Rule 34 only applies to killing of game animals, not punching of them in the face.
That's fucked up. Rule 34 and moose punch, definitely. Lots of Urban Dictionary to be found there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unclear if this was the same moose. I will say, if a moose got punched in the face and decided to go back for more, I understand how this went. I think if an unrelated moose just happened to come upon the Iditarod after a different moose had started some shit, I feel a little bit more bad for that moose.
So is this a situation where, say, you're in the lead,
mm-hmm.
and you have found a way to conjure a moose?
Sure.
Behind you,
you've summoned a moose.
Now no one behind you can pass you until they deal with the moose. It's
yeah.
just like dropping a banana peel.
Yes, as long as they have to either avoid the moose or they have to kill and gut it. Now, if they kill and gut it, nobody can pass them. But I guess there's no rule that says if you're ahead of them, you can't keep going.
Yeah, so just spam mooses over your shoulder.
You just have to figure out the SimCity code for generate moose.
It's probably that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good plan. So.
Okay.
Just wanted everybody to be aware out there. if you decide on a whim to enter the world's most famous dog sledding race and you kill a moose, you better be prepared to do some light butchery.
You're going to end up inside that tauntaun.
You cannot just leave it there. Just don't even try.
And when I'm gutting a tauntaun, I reach for a Cristal Cerveza. There might be one in there, in fact.
The other news item that I wanted to bring to everyone's attention, this is not, I think this is not actually new, because I found a Dallas Magazine article on it from 2023. It's about jalapeno peppers that are less spicy than ever. And this has to do with crossbreeding and work that man has done to cultivate less spicy peppers over time for for different uses.
This is definitely the fault of England colonizing the world. Right?
Yeah. I was gonna say white people are to blame for this.
In this case, we're talking about a pepper that debuted in 2002 called the TAM 2, Roman numeral 2, jalapeno line. Quote, "a reliably big, shiny, fleshy pepper that can grow up to 6 inches long with little to no heat. They have become some of the most popular in the processing business. They have virus resistance, earlier maturation, and so on and so forth. These are jalapeno peppers that are milder than a poblano. Now, it's called the TAM2 because it's an invention of Texas A&M University. And I don't know why this is just coming up now, but I have had at least a couple people ask me to sue on their... I'm not a lawyer. they would like to sue Texas A&M for despicing jalapeno peppers. And I think they have an interesting case, if nothing else.
Class action.
It did make me want to go back and look at 2002 Texas A&M football.
Oh, I bet it was real spicy.
This is a that, team.
Is that the newsletter here?
This no. is a this is R.C. Slocum's last year, so it's before the newsletter year.
Yeah.
This is a team that is still in the Big 12, and at that point, obviously, went 6-6. The wins included a 14-12 win over Pitt, a 30-26 win over number one Oklahoma, somehow. But we have a 48-47 OT loss to Texas Tech, a 13-3 loss to Virginia Tech, a 7-point loss to a Nebraska team. That's a Frank Solich Nebraska team. So fine, nothing amazing. And ending the year with a 50-20 loss to number 10 Texas.
That's what did it. That's what did it.
That is.
We got to feel less of the world. We've got to make everything less intense. Mm-hmm. It all hurts too bad. We're making peppers cold.
We're having a very bad time, and that's how we're gonna get those stupid Longhorns back. We're gonna ruin their chili forever.
It's funny, Texas Tech. Because like at first the peppers are ruined. I'm like, oh, because of wokeness. But no, it turns out it's in fact quite the opposite.
That's right. So yeah, those are the two big news items I have. These are the only important things that are happening in the world of sports.
Yeah, so now we're all caught up. So if a moose is properly seasoned, does it need to be gutted? Like if a moose is...
If you can find a real pepper, brother.
Yeah, you can't these days
right.
anymore.
Can't use one of these diet peppers.
Because of the fucking economy.
Fucking keto pepper over here. Absolutely not.
So you just got to cure that moose. You got to cure that moose instead of gut it, I guess.
It takes a long time.
Salt cure it and wait.
You're losing that fucking race. Standing around waiting on a moose. Then you got to smoke it. My God.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be there for days.
But, I mean, totally worth it. So flavorful.
Right? You and the other losers are going to have a really great feast.
Mm-hmm.
You had a
moose burger?
You lost the Iditarod by like 8 days. But what a feast I was at.
I think, to be fair, it's probably better to lose the Iditarod by 8 days than instead of 8 minutes. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Just be like, you know what? I had a chill time. Grilled some moose. Had a good-ass time with me and my dogs.
Do all that
yeah,
shit.
If you lose by 8 minutes, you were still, like, fucking miserable the entire time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the sensation and the crowd does not care about you because they did experience the sensation of, here's the winner, and yep. then just looking for eight minutes, waiting
yep.
for someone else.
Yep. We're going to listen to three pop songs, and then here you are.
Yep.
At the commercial break.
Let's see. I look back at the closest finishes in the Iditarod. 1978 race was neck and neck by 1 second.
Jesus.
How much does that suck? Do all that shit to lose by 1 second.
Should have spammed a moose.
a single conjuration of a moose could have solved that problem. It's an old spell, but still quite effective.
Even just like a cardboard cutout of a moose might have fucking done it for...
Yeah.
You just needed to say, ah, God, Jesus!
Because I'm like, oh, fuck, it's going to take so long to gut that moose. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Oh, I've been bamboozled. Maybe that's how the other guy got the second ahead, though.
Yeah. The old fake moose trick.
the old inflatable moose.
See, this is what the EA Sports game needs. Like, this is the type of shit going on. This is why they're scared to have FCS football. This is the type of shit going on in FCS football.
That's right. That's right.
Because it happens in parts of the world.
So
we're here today to talk about unionization efforts in college football and to break down what they mean for the future of the sport. We've brought on our legal analysts and our labor experts to explain this decision to us. As always, we're talking about Dartmouth. No, we're actually not. I assume whatever's going on there is pretty cool, but we'll be squashed. That's usually just my assumption on it.
I think a good way to look at life in the modern world is cool things happen and then they are taken away from
them. Sure, yeah.
That's, and the NCAA, like, that's their whole raison d'etre at this point. It's like, hey, go do some cool shit, then we'll take it from you. You can't have that anymore.
Yeah.
One of the one of the cool things is conferences as we know them.
Those were really cool.
Weren't those cool, guys? Wasn't it nice when you knew like who was in your conference and there was a sense of why they were in the conference?
I had no idea how much I liked them until they didn't exist anymore.
I don't know when we first sort of like, and I don't mean we on this podcast, but we as people who care about college football, sort of started contemplating the idea of a super league. I know you can go way back to like the airplane league or whatever it was called, when there have been ideas for years to sort of say like, hey, we should build like big coast to coast leagues of prominent names and brands and this, that, and the other. The Southern Conference, which all your favorite SEC and ACC schools were originally a part of, was this huge fucking league. Now, granted, everybody played like three conference games, so it wasn't that meaningful of a conference in a lot of regards. But it's not entirely new. But do either of you have a sense of when we first started going down this road of like we are marching towards a two brand Big Ten SEC Super League? It has to predate the collapse of the Pac-12, but not by a ton, I don't think.
Well, I think everyone saw it coming, and everyone was sort of competing to be the one to say it is just around the corner. Like, mm-hmm. That was going on for over a decade. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, back into, I'm pretty sure you could find people saying that in the 90s, once, like, okay, FSU and Arkansas moved around, and Penn State. And, like, definitely in the 2010s, it felt like every time there was a move, I mean, there was a really big flurry and nobody knew when it would end. That entire time, it was media members.
When the Big East collapsed and all of that?
All that, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely remember it was like you got a lot of engagement if you said, now it's happening tomorrow. The end is here, right? People love saying the end is near. Then we just sort of looked up one day and Fox told the Big Ten to go eat the Pac-12. And, oh, okay, there's the end. It was that simple all along.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're, you know, as of March 5th when we're recording this, there is no Super League. There are still multiple FBS conferences. We are still, I guess, doing a 12-team playoff. Like, that's the thing that seems least
if we can, if we can hold it to 12 at this point.
I mean...
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really. The Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then, well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy, and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called The Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right, even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute, because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna lay out a choice for y'all. I have either a silly thing we can do with regards to the playoff, or a silly thing we can do with regards to the Super League, and you can tell me which direction you want to take this show. This is, you're in the production meeting, audience. Congratulations,
folks. Sound off if you want.
go ahead and tweet us after this episode goes out with which one you wanted, and see who's disappointed.
Tweet at Spencer. Tell him which of these two ideas you would like. Don't tell him. Don't give him any more contacts than this. Just say like
Super
realignment.
League or playoff. Just tweet either Super League or playoff.
Press for Super League, two for playoff. Give him one of those two numbers. Uh-huh. All right.
Yep.
And then he will tabulate, and he will come back in time, and he will let us know. It feels like playoff is a good idea, obviously, but let's save that one for when we have a full crew so that they can be held accountable for the decisions that you give them.
Okay.
So Super League feels very fitting for here in the entering the true off season.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I have, and this is Andy Staples' 48-team Super League version. I'm going to drop it in the chat for you all. You can see it, and well, I don't know, you can find it. It's not hard. It's on three. How would a college football Super League look? Let's imagine a 48 team version. Andy has built a Big Ten and an SEC, each with I believe four divisions. That's right. We're not gonna do that. We're gonna say like, okay, that's the Super League. Our job now that I am putting upon us is to take the rest of college football and put them into coherent conferences and segments so that everybody else who's not part of the Super League can either have the return to sanity that maybe you want, can embrace new regional rivalries, can just try something completely different. So I think the way this is going to work that makes the most sense to my broken brain, Jason, I'm going to put you in charge of the post-SEC South. Serber, I'm going to put you in charge of whatever the ACC is after this.
Sure.
And you'll be able to see which teams aren't here. I think I'll take the West Coast.
And we'll give the Big Ten the leftovers.
And we'll give the Big Ten...
Not Big Ten.
I don't. Well, let's decide. Do we want this to have a Big Ten? I guess the Big 12 is the thing that would remain, right?
Let's make it the MAC.
All right, we'll make it the MAC. We'll have the new. All right, so here's what we're gonna have. We're gonna have three things. We'll just call it the SoCon. You get to run that, Jason. Server, you're in charge of the ACC. I'm gonna call it the Very Big 12. And that's going to be the Southwest and the West Coast and the new MAC. Those are the four conferences that we have. And we're just going to go ahead and divvy this stuff up. So I can go ahead and keep track. And Jason, I want you to go ahead and pick out three teams that are not in the Super League, but that you think deserve entrance into the SoCon.
So this is fun because as you speak, I'm trying to set up a spreadsheet of who is not who's already not selected.
Yeah.
So let's see.
While you do that, I'm going to give the listeners just a quick rundown of who is in Andy's Super League. Here's the Big Ten. Penn State, Florida State, UNC, UVA, Pitt, Maryland, Michigan, Michigan State, Notre Dame, Indiana, Purdue, Rutgers, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Northwestern Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, UCLA, USC, Oregon, Washington, Utah, Nebraska. Here's the SEC. Florida, Georgia, Clemson, NC State, South Carolina, Miami, Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, Virginia Tech, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Missouri, LSU, Vandy, Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas State. Those are your off-limit teams because Andy has already claimed them for the Super League. So, Whenever you're ready, you can get us rolling, Jason.
I'm making a tremendous amount of progress on this spreadsheet. let's see. So I have the entire SoCon footprint to work with here. Oh, I forgot Auburn. Auburn's gone. So, God, this sucks. This really sucks. You already see the predicament that these poor schools are in.
It's not going to be an easy job, but it is an important one.
Yes. So in the state of Texas, Texas A&M and Tech are gone. Baylor's still around. Houston, North Texas, Rice, Sam Houston, SMU, TCU are the options. UTEP, UTSA. Good Lord. I think I'm going to start in Texas.
Okay.
Baylor, I don't see a ton of enormous upside there. I feel like I'm zeroing in on Houston and SMU.
Okay.
And I think we're going to lock down that big media market of Houston with my first pick.
Okay. I'm going to let you take three teams right off
okay,
the bat.
Okay, so I get three total. Okay, well, yeah. Give me SMU also. And fuck, Baylor, come on down.
Okay, not TCU, interestingly.
Yeah, I think they've done all they can.
Okay. Okay. Serber, go ahead and pick three ACC teams from the remainder.
Yep. I'm adopting the common mindset of the ACC, which is that football does not matter. So if you're good at football, not really interested in having you in my conference. I'm going to stick with history early on by giving Duke and Wake Forest a spot in the ACC.
Okay.
And we will keep in between those schools, we'll keep our conference headquarters in Greensboro, North Carolina. Yes. We will also add a school of the same ilk and a baseball powerhouse in Vanderbilt to the ACC.
Mm. Vanderbilt is not available.
They're not available?
Vanderbilt was conscripted into... I know. Vanderbilt made it into the Super League.
All right. Well, then, once again, football is not important. Boston College will remain in the ACC.
Wow. Duke, Wake Forest, Boston College in the ACC. All right. So we're sticking to some traditions here. That's good. That's important. The very Big 12. Gosh. So... Jason not taking TCU means I have to grab them. I think that's just the responsible thing to do at this point. And I don't believe, I'm going to check this. Yes, neither of the Arizona schools are on this list. So I'm going to go ahead and grab Arizona and Arizona State as I rebuild America's greatest, west of the Mississippi Conference. We're going to save the new Mac. We're going to deal with them later. Maybe we'll let Holly and Spencer sort that out later. Okay. Jason, give me three more SoCon teams.
All right. I have, in my spreadsheet process, I have removed teams that are no longer with it. Do I get to pick another three?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This is how realignment works. Realignment's not for like, oh, just pick off a team here. Now it's like, go get big chunks. Go go bulk shopping.
All right. So you took... TCU right out from under me. Yep. Made me look like a real asshole.
Yep.
So I could...
But that's good, because now with TCU and SMU and Baylor, we have like a good cross-conference rivalry thing going on.
Oh, yeah. We've already built up all sorts of hatred between our two reject conferences.
Yeah.
So neighboring states, the Oklahoma's available. Oklahoma State's available, right? No.
No, God they're damn. Not.
Brutal.
Iowa State is available, but Oklahoma is not. I'm just letting you know.
Let's see. Louisiana's who are available. Tulane's around. Yeah. All right. I'm going to grab Tulane.
Okay.
That is the only Louisiana I'm in the market for.
Okay.
Arkansas's. It's only Arkansas State. No, thank you. Mississippi's. I'm just working my way across the map here. But yay, Southern Miss is here. Is Memphis around?
Can I entice you with a Memphis?
Yeah, I'm going to take Memphis. So I got Memphis and Tulane.
Yeah.
And then we're working over to Tennessee, where the only one available is Mitsu. No, thank you. All right, so I'm going to grab somebody from Alabama. Who's making the cut? UAB, Troy, South Alabama, and Jacks State. Well, we're going for big markets. Come on down, UAB.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is a good SoCon you've put together so far.
I'm building the AAC from a few years ago.
Your brand is, yes, it is. It is very American Athletic Conference. It's very Death of the Southwest Conference. Okay, Server, you get to pick three more ACC teams.
Apologies if I missed you guys taking any of these. I don't think you did, though.
That's all right.
I'm going to continue another ACC tradition of Atlantic is just an option. And we're going to mirror on the West Coast with with Stanford, Cal, and Washington State. We're going to Pullman. Welcome back to a power conference, Washington State. Wow.
Okay. You know what? Sadly, this makes more sense than the current version of these schools.
It's a mirror. It's ACC. A mirror right now, geographically, of one another. So
sure. Okay. I hope this also means you'll be playing your conference title game in Lawrence,
maybe? Oh, no, it'll be in Charlotte. The game will be in Charlotte. Yep.
Gotcha.
The game will be in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see. For the very Big 12, I think I want Air Force. I want a little bit of Service Academy flair going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want Kansas is still on the board. I want them. And I will take Iowa State. I will go ahead and stretch a little bit in some regards, but yeah, I'll bring in two former Big 12 members and a Service Academy, because why not? And Jason, that puts it back on you.
All right, I feel good about this group. All right, we are going to take over so much of the universe here. We're going to expand it to Georgia, where Georgia Tech, I don't believe, has been claimed by...
That is correct. Georgia Tech was not in the Super Conference and is available.
So we have another big market, a former national champion.
SEC original, baby.
All the Georgia fans who have Tech season tickets, I can count on their attendance. I'm certain of it. Mm-hmm. Having built all these spaceships, what are we going to do with them? That's right, UCF. We're going to fucking space. and what is space if not an ocean? Ryan, I am entering your Service Academy market. We are taking Navy. And maybe. I'm barreling into server geography as well.
Man, okay. Okay, so you have now a conference that stretches from Texas down into Florida up to Annapolis.
Yeah.
But still fairly geographically coherent.
It's barely across the line from Virginia, which...
Sure, sure. Zerber, obviously, you have gone with your bi-coastal... From Boston to North Carolina, on the where are we going next, bud?
Okay, all right. So I've thought long and hard about this, and once again, I want to stick with the tradition of this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I like teams with different colored field turf. So we're going to take the Boise State Broncos in their blue turf. Okay. We're going to take the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers and the surf turf, and we're also going to take the Eastern Michigan Eagles. I believe they play on gray turf.
That's
wow. So.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's correct. I'm gonna make sure. Yeah, Boise did not make the cut in the.
I didn't think they did. Yeah.
No, you're correct. Yeah. So okay. Okay. You've built like a good 4-team cluster out west. Eastern Michigan is very lonely right now, but that's okay. And
give it time. We'll get further away from them somehow or another.
You have strong strong Carolina roots going on still, which is important. Okay. Interesting. Fascinating. Now I have some tricky choices to make. Let me check. Utah did, in fact, make the cut, which is unfortunate because I would really like to have them in my conference, but that's just not going to be an option. You know who didn't make the cut for the Super League? And I'm a little surprised, but I'm also not. Louisville. Louisville, you're going to be in the new Big 12. You know why? Because it doesn't matter. You've been in like 8 different conferences already. Like you have this is not that important to you. You are a team that can deal with this. I want to give Air Force a good rival, but obviously I can't give them Navy, and I don't I think Army's a little bit of a stretch. Yeah, we'll throw Colorado State in there. That's not a huge value add across the board, but you know what we'll do to counter it, to add a little more consistently here? We'll add Colorado as well.
Okay, that's not bad. As long as Deion stays, you're getting TV ratings there.
Yeah, yeah.
So for the next 6 months.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jason, you are up to... You have 9 teams in your conference. We're at least going to add 3 more. We may go deeper than that, but let's just start with 3 more and see what happens.
So, but because of our bizarre map situation, we have only begun to step on each other's toes. Ryan, Louisville was one you took from me.
I assume as
revenge for taking Navy.
Yeah.
I do know that I'm going to take Duke because Duke and Houston.
No.
Duke's gone.
Sorry. Duke got taken early.
A founding member of the ACC.
Never mind. Well, we still have Houston, so we still have basketball. Virginia's still available, right?
Basketball.
Virginia made the
Virginia's
cut.
Virginia's in the Super League.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm so bad at spreadsheets.
No, it's okay. In Andy's version, Virginia is a member of the Big Ten Atlantic.
Okay. Oh man, there goes my entire round. Just like that. All right, so I'm not going to California. We can't afford it.
Sure.
UConn is really pushing it. I don't know if we're going to expand that far north. The SoCon,
the SoCon brand.
The options down here are getting slim. App State, Charlotte, ECU, and Wake. Who do I believe in most?
Wake's gone too.
Well. Jesus, fuck.
Server took Wake.
ACC, baby. All right,
so I definitely have to take
Appalachian State. There is another North Carolina school you can take.
No.
NC State's gone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, NC State was already gone.
Yep, you're right.
I'm taking App State.
App State. Okay.
App State. I'm finally stopped the bleeding by finding a school that's still available.
I think that's smart.
In Virginia, we have JMU. Old Dominion and another university. How long can JMU hang? I'm gonna bet on JMU.
I think that's a good plan.
We're going upside there. And so I feel like, so thinking about how this map scans, it's feeling pretty balanced, I think. I'd like another. I have an Alabama. I'm not really feeling any of the Mississippis. Let's dip back into Texas. Let's take another look at Texas. North Texas, okay. Rice, Texas State, UTEP, and UTSA. UTSA, come on. I got UTSA.
Okay. Lovely.
That's 4 in Texas for me.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good conference you put together.
I'm gonna start splitting mine up by division to see how. Are we allowed to decide how many we want to add?
I think we can. I think there's no reason these conferences have to be of equal size. Do you want to stop with this, or do you want more teams, or do you want to wait and see? I'll let you start dividing while Sir picks, and we can revisit and see how you want to split up your conference. Server, you are next up.
I believe it is time for me to finally, I've tried very hard to avoid football-centric places, but it's time to go into a place where football really matters, and that's the state of Florida.
Uh-huh. My turf.
So we're going to take Florida Atlantic.
Okay, yep. Hoot.
Florida International.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
And
complete the set. Go get South Florida, baby.
I was going to say, is South Florida available? They are.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we're taking South Florida.
Cerber, now we have several rivalries between our.
You got the war on I-4. Oh, man, this is.
Cerber, you
got
to take Army at some point. So we each have one.
I am so excited that Duke is in a conference with all these teams. Like
academic peers, Duke and Duke, FAU. Yep.
Duke, Stanford, Cal, and then it's like, look out! Every other school in Florida. Fucking great. All right. That puts it back on me to start picking more teams for the very big 12. I was potentially interested in some of those Florida teams. but that's not to be. I think I probably... I only have one Texas school at this point in TCU, and that seems like a mistake. Jason, you took UTSA, yes?
Still available in Texas are North Texas, Rice, Texas State, and UTEP. Yeah.
Let's take UTEP. Why not? Let's spread out a little bit.
That's a lot of spreading. That's geography right there.
But I got teams in Colorado. I got teams in Arizona. Like, it makes some logistical sense. I feel like I can get away with it. And then let me have an Arkansas State.
Ooh.
I think that's a good program for occasional feistiness. And I think with the right messaging, if Arkansas really struggles in the Super League, I think we can convince people that Arkansas State is the true team. The Red Wolves are the true team of the state, and mm-hmm. all others should be abandoned. This is where it gets tricky. I'm not going to take Army because I do want Cerber to have a good shot at that. I think that's only fair. Cerber, are you going to want Oregon State?
Oh, no, they don't really fit, I don't think.
They don't fit what you're doing.
With the theme of the conference.
Yeah, I hear that. That makes sense.
But Beavers are cool.
They are cool. Like, there's a lot to like about it. It's not a bad choice by any stretch.
Oregon State's available.
They're not in my top 10 right now. I'll say that.
I might invite them to the SoCon if they.
You know what? You know what I need. I need somebody good to go with Louisville. I'm going to take Cincinnati.
Wow, that's a great choice.
They're not in the.
Cincinnati's
not. Linger this long.
Cincinnati is not in the Super League, and now they are it back where they wanted to be in the Big 12.
I didn't even look at Ohio.
Yeah, they're
clearly spiritually ACC. That's my mistake.
Okay,
that's a great pick.
So, Jason, we're going to hit pause for a second, and I'm going to review for the audience what you have. You have.
Can I break down the divisions?
Oh, please go ahead. Please.
So, in the East, we would have App State, Georgia Tech, JMU, Navy, UAB, UCF.
Uh huh.
And in the West, we would have Baylor, Houston, SMU, Tulane, UTSA, and Memphis.
Okay. How are you feeling about that setup?
Decent, solid. I wish we had more Florida.
Okay.
veering that far north was it'll give us a nice spotlight in early December, but might be the only time we're featured in December. But it's nice to be nice to have one important game all year. I think I would like to add a bit more.
Okay. I would also like to say you have a good set of destinations. Like, people in your conference get to travel to Houston, they get to go to New Orleans, they get to go to Memphis, they get to go to Orlando, Atlanta. Like, there's a good... They get to go to Boone.
Boone?
Like, there's a good mix. They get to go to... they have to go to Waco. I don't know if they're excited, but they can. But they can go to Dallas. Like, you have a good... Birmingham's in there. You have a good mix of, like, places not only people, I think, would be interested in going, but also can get to relatively easily. So you have some thoughtful assembly here.
I mean, between Atlanta, Houston, Memphis, and New Orleans, we have a mixtape circuit here. Like,
that's right.
I'm putting the music of this conference up against anyone's.
Well, I mean, Server gets House of Pain, so you're gonna have a lot. Okay, do you want to add anybody else at this point?
So I think so. I would like to try to stay balanced. So let me see about adding two.
Okay.
And then see if I feel like there will be enough to risk coming back for another round.
For a second helping, yeah.
Yeah. Troy is still available. Is that
yes,
that's right?
Troy is still available. Yeah.
In the state of Georgia, we have Georgia Southern, Georgia State, Kansas State. Georgia Southern's not really bringing a whole lot of eyeballs, typically competent, but Western Kentucky's still around.
That's true.
I don't have... That would fill in a bit of my map. I'm going to go Western Kentucky.
Okay. You're placing them in the East?
I'm going to place them in the East, yeah. For now. Who knows? I might move these folks around.
Sure.
And then the West, let us see. Tulsa's there, North Texas and Rice, Texas State. North Texas has a big stadium. I know they don't really use most of it, but
it's a good color. I like the green as well, you know.
It's true. Coastal's around. No, they're not. Surfers at home. Right.
Yeah.
Gosh. Marshall's still here. I could slide someone over. Man, this we've hit the really hard choices portion of the program.
Marshall kind of fits in with your App State JMU cluster.
Our wide variety of academics.
It will throw off your east-west distribution a little bit.
Yeah, someone would have to move, which that's fine. Wait a second. I'm going to add Toledo still around, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking Toledo.
Okay. Western Kentucky and Toledo are your
I guess we'll move. WKU can move to the west. Okay.
It's in the name. They'll be fine. Okay. Serber, you have... Have you split yours into divisions of any sort yet?
No, but I am starting to think about geography and how I can maybe fix it a little bit.
So right now, to recap, you have Duke, Wake Forest, Boston College. I'm going to stick with your East Coast teams to start with. Duke, Wake Forest, Boston College, Coastal Carolina, FAU, FIU, USF. Those are all clearly East Coast schools. On the West Coast, you have Stanford, Cal, Wazoo, Boise State. Yeah. And you have Eastern Michigan in here as well.
Yeah, bit of an imbalance, I feel geographically. So I have some good choices. I hope that none of these have been taken yet. Okay. Really strong choices for me to kind of even out the geographical imbalance. Uh-huh. UConn?
Yeah, sure.
Damn.
You know, Boston College needs some help, so I'm focusing on them here.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse?
I want to make sure that I don't think they made the Super Bowl.
They're not on Andy's.
They have not been picked. Okay, yeah, you can have Syracuse.
Syracuse, and people have been waiting for it. You know, I will win all the wars, Army.
Nice.
Okay. Woo! Wow.
There we are.
Wow. Yep.
So I think we fixed the imbalance that we had there.
The West Coast is still pretty screwed, but that's okay. Eastern Michigan's life did get measurably easier, and that's the important thing.
Yep.
Okay, so you are at some point where you're either going to have an imbalanced conference, or you're going to have to take at least one more team. But we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Let's see. I have no huge. I guess Cincinnati is like the most I have. I don't have any big stretches. I have everybody pretty well clustered. I'm going to be honest. I am trending towards. Let's see. I have 6, 9. I have 12 teams. I'm gonna try to get to 16 teams and just do, pods. Let's see. So no, I've miscounted. Yeah, I have 12 teams. So I'm gonna take 3 teams now and then add a fourth, and I'm gonna try to just keep it all real geographically lined up and hope that that works. I am running short on choices, unfortunately. Texas team we left out is Sam Houston. I don't want them, but they are there. Let's see. I think, yeah, I can justify UNLV. I'll take them.
Oh, yeah.
I think they make perfectly fine sense here. I haven't really dipped into the South at all beyond, like, Louisville is the best that I have there. And Arkansas State. I don't think I need to. Yeah, I'm not going to mess with that. Standard issue Ohio has not been taken, I believe.
Ohio Light is still there.
Okay. I'll go ahead and take the Bobcats. And then with my third pick. The New Mexicos are there, but that's a little bit far. Possibly. Check one thing. God, Northwestern's in the Super League. That's okay. Sure. Bowling Green is an option. No, I think I'll take the Texas schools we have left, because you took North Texas, are just Rice, Sam Houston, and is that it?
I believe that's right.
I think that's it.
Texas State is also here.
Texas State. This is getting harder than I thought it would be. This is the audio people are here for. I want to leave some mac meat on the bone for them, so I will go ahead and take... I'll take... Okay, I'll take rice. We'll boost the academic profile a little bit here.
Texas is a real battleground.
Texas is a battle, and as it should be.
I mean, between our conferences and the SEC, it's hard to say who has the best footing in
this
state.
There's no way to know. There's simply no way to know.
Let the games decide. Decide it on the field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Jason, this is the point where you get to decide if you are going to keep adding or if you're going to stand pat.
So I have two divisions of seven, pretty tidily split east and west. I could also go quadrant and have four pods of four.
Yep.
If I did that, I could move App State to the southeast and add Marshall to the northeast, which would now be Marshall, JMU, Navy, Toledo, giving us Georgia Tech, UAB, UCF, and App in the southeast. Meanwhile, we have a Texas quadrant of Baylor, Houston, SMU, UTSA. Joining Memphis, Tulane, Western Kentucky will be the school I always get confused with Tulane for obvious reasons when I am sorting through alphabetical lists, which would be Tulsa. So they now have a rivalry of Toll schools.
Okay. So. So you've added Tulsa and anybody else? Did I miss there?
And Marshall.
Sorry. Okay. So you're at 16. That's good. Can we declare the SoCon complete at this point?
I think. Pending any trades. I think.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
I think I'm a hard press to bring on any more mouths to feed right now.
Okay. Serber, you can keep adding. You don't have to, but the floor is yours again.
There is some mild concern that we are not everywhere we once were before the Super League was formed.
Sure.
We don't have any teams currently represented from the state of Pennsylvania, correct, in our conference, which would replace Pitt? I don't think so.
No.
So I Temple is available, right?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Temple
I would
is
like
available.
To take the Temple Owls. We want to maintain because we've now understood that media markets are important. So we want to maintain a presence in the state of Pennsylvania and in Philadelphia.
Sure.
We're going to take Temple for that reason.
Okay.
We also don't have a school from the state of Virginia right now, I believe. James Madison is off the board, if I'm not
that's
mistaken.
Right.
James Madison is off the board.
But Old Dominion is available.
Old Dominion is available.
Yep. All right. So we will take Old Dominion. We've got a team from South Carolina in Coastal. Obviously, we're represented in North Carolina. We don't have a Kentucky team.
Correct.
To make up for Louisville, Western
Green is on the table.
Western got taken, but Bowling Green is available.
They are
a Kentucky school, so we will take Bowling Green.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
And I think that would round out the conference because I think we've either taken a team that was formerly in and made sure that they felt at home here, and we have not lost our footprint, our ideological footprint in the ACC.
Correct, including the West Coast.
Including the West Coast, and we've really expanded into the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We've expanded into the great state of Idaho, the state of Washington, which makes us now the president of college football.
Yeah, you have more teams in Florida than you did before.
Yeah, and more teams in Florida than ever thought possible. And hello, Connecticut. Welcome to the ACC.
Yep. You picked up a service academy?
Service academy. Aren't they in Jersey? Is Army a Jersey school?
They're New York.
They are New York. Okay, so we've got two New York schools, really, which, you know, New York City, you know, huge hotbed for college football. Mm-hmm. And we're right there, embedded deeply.
That's right.
ACC basketball thriving again. Took Duke right out from under me, and you have UConn.
Yep, we're gonna be great. We're gonna be really, really good, and we're not gonna do divisions or pods.
Wow.
Our scheduling process is gonna be that Duke alternates. Not everyone plays Duke every year.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone will play Eastern Michigan every year.
Mm-hmm.
and not everyone will play army every year. Those are privileged institutions to be playing against.
Sure.
And we will not be allowing out of conference games
at all.
No, you can't. You can't at this point.
Yeah, part of our chart, part of our charter is that we will be playing 13 games with zero buys and no out of conference matchups. Our championship game will feature the top two teams in the league. All tiebreakers will be determined by boat race.
So you've killed Army Navy, is that right?
Army Navy will not be continuing.
This is Army's rival now.
Yeah. Who won the last one? Who won the last cup?
Commander in Chief trophy. Army
I can
won
never
the
remember.
Last one.
And we will be keeping it. That is ours.
Damn. What if we invade you? You have a lot of shoreline.
Good luck. Good luck. But we are working on an alliance with the Air Force.
What, Ryan, is this true?
No, it's not. It's not even slightly true.
Prove it. Prove it. What you don't know is that Ryan and I have formed an alliance, much like the ACC, Big 10, and Big 12,
which is
foolproof.
I'm very uncomfortable being the South against the rest of the country. I did not agree to this.
Well, hold on. We don't know what the new Mac will look like one day, so you may be able to...
can merge with the Mac. Okay, good.
Yep.
You merge with them.
Yeah.
I stand for middle America.
All right, so I am sitting at... I believe 15 teams. I don't want to go to Cerber's impressive 18. I do want to go to 16 like Jason. I can't let Oregon State just float. I can't, in my heart, I cannot just let that happen. Do they have like any great geography here? No, but I have three schools in Colorado that I can put them with, and that's just going to have to be okay. I'm going to see if I can make quads on the fly here. Quad one is going to be, yeah, they're quads. That's fine. Colorado, Colorado State, Air Force, Oregon State. I need to get, let's see, my Texas schools. That's going to be TCU and Rice and UTEP. Ooh, I'm going to face a little bit of a problem here. Let's put them with Arkansas State. That's a quad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Arizona. Arizona State are in with
UNLV.
UNLV and gosh. It's either got to be Kansas or Iowa State.
Maybe move UTEP there and then Kansas can go with the Texases.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah. Okay, so Kansas. So I'm gonna have TCU Air Force, TCU Air Force. No, I've already fucked this up. That's fine.
TCU Rice, Kansas.
TCU Rice, Kansas, and Arkansas State. And then we're doing Arizona, Arizona State, UNLV, and UTEP. And then we have... That leaves us with Iowa State, Louisville, Cincinnati, Ohio?
Not bad.
I think that's fine.
It's not bad at all.
I think that's fine.
I'll wait until we start doing the Mac. I think I noticed a school that no one took.
Well, okay. So... Let's open it up to interdivision trades at this point, interconference trades at this point. I don't know that anybody wants to, but I think we should throw it out there in case there are any moves people want to make.
Server, who's still available?
Is Iowa still available?
No, Iowa made it into the Super Conference.
Okay, they did make it into the Super Conference. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I like my geography. I don't think I have any like sore thumb outliers.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had more Florida. Cerber, I know you have an abundance of Florida.
I would be willing to trade, though.
I would trade a Florida for an Appalachian State. I will say that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Which could I get like three or four Floridas for App State?
No. No, I don't think we're going to. But, you know, has there ever been a 17-team conference?
There's no reason there couldn't. Like,
I'm certain the WAC was.
I would be willing to trade two of my Floridas for an Appalachian State.
Tempting.
If you do that, one of them has to be South Florida, right?
Yeah, it would definitely.
Yeah, I figure South Florida, and then you can have FIU or FAU. Boca or where's FIU? Is that Miami?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
But then what about my Carolina? Who do you have in the Carolinas?
That's no one I would want to give up because I have Duke, Wake, and Coastal.
Good. See, I was testing your how committed you were to the ACC brand.
Yeah.
And can't lose any of the cookout belts.
Yeah, and we really, you know, just with our central location of Greensboro as our conference headquarters, I just don't want to kind of throw the sway off.
You can't afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have to keep App State just because they're my only foothold in your part of the world.
That's fair.
But yeah, let's see. I mean, I feel pretty solid. I feel pretty solid here, but always open to talk business.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy with this setup. I think we've each like built these are like pretty good coherent brands. I like that we've spread out the service academies. I don't like that Server is blocking the commander in chief's trophy from
that's mine.
From even saying, like, Server is going directly up Server, against the president.
Server, what is airing on CBS at 2:30 on the day of the Heisman ceremony? Like, you just running
we'll be having Indiana, a replay of Indiana, Eastern Virginia. Michigan and
you're running
FIU.
The Mentalist for 3 hours?
No.
FIU and Eastern Michigan will play their traditional rivalry game that week.
So it's for it's America's game.
Yeah. America's game. That's right. Brought to you by mashed potatoes.
And it's in Philadelphia, of course.
Yeah,
the link. Temple hosts traditionally.
As the president says very accurately, well, it's not the best football.
We actually get the Canadian Prime Minister to come down. okay, so then, like, this is going to be the thing that really sucks, and I apologize for it, but who does that leave us for, potentially, for the new MAC? I'm going to go through and make sure that these are not teams that we have taken. Akron did not get picked, correct?
Right.
Ball State did not get picked, I don't believe.
Nope, that's right.
Okay. Cerber, you took Bowling Green. Buffalo did not get picked. BYU did not make the Andes cutoff, right?
They did not, and I considered, but quite a reach for me geographically.
It was only going to work. Yeah, it was only going to work for me if I took Liberty as well, and I just didn't want to.
Sure. I really wanted to pair BYU with Baylor and make them play at midnight and call it the lock-in.
Okay, BYU will fit in the MAC. It's in the new MAC. It's fine. Central Michigan did not get selected. Charlotte didn't get picked. Correct?
Nope. Consider.
All right. Scrolling down, Cerber or somebody took East Carolina, didn't they? Or did that not get picked?
Nope, I talked about it
a lot.
Okay, so East Carolina's on here. Great. Love that for them and BYU. Eastern Michigan's off the board. Fresno State, an interesting omission here, but that's good because that'll give somebody closer to
seriously considered, but Stanford and Cal were worried about oversaturation.
Sure. Let's see. We have Georgia Southern and Georgia State.
Mm-hmm. As well as Kansas State and Hawaii.
And Hawaii. Yep. All right. I think the next one, Jacksonville State. This was one I also considered, and I think they would have been a good addition to, frankly, any of these conferences. But just didn't have the room. We apologize. Kent State, congratulations, you're staying in the MAC. You don't have to print up new anything. Liberty, yep, you go here. All three. We did not take outside of Tulane, and LSU's already in the Super League. Louisiana, Louisiana Tech, Louisiana Monroe are all off to the Big Mac, right?
Considered the Cajuns, but they are available.
Okay. Louisiana, UOM, T. Marshall did get picked. Massachusetts.
Can't believe they didn't find a home. Yep.
I mean,
just like real life, they're going back
like,
to the MAC.
Just like real life, it all works. Yes. Miami, Ohio, I don't think any of us took.
Nope.
Oh, shit, I should have taken them so I could still have a Miami.
Oh, do you want to make a swap here?
You do need more teams.
Yeah, I don't think I can. I don't believe I could pot with any of these institutions.
MTSU did not get picked. Nevada Diesel. UNLV went. Nevada did not. Neither New Mexico's. Kind of a bummer.
That's your jurisdiction.
That is my fault. But I think, yeah, the choices had to be made. You know, it's yep. a dirty business. It just is. It I don't sure know what is, to tell yeah. you. Northern Illinois. Let's see. Got Ohio. Got ODU. Got Oregon State. Sam Houston. You get to be, get under consideration here. San Diego State and San Jose State.
San Diego State. Wow.
It wasn't a fit for me. I just couldn't
that's up
find
there with it. Getting them this late in it would be up there with nabbing Cincinnati nearly
sure.
at the end.
Yeah. South Alabama. Southern Miss. Apologies to you, but the MAC will be a friendly home. Texas State did not get taken off the board. Jason, you took Toledo, if memory serves.
I did.
Nobody took Troy, right?
I thought long and hard about it, but stuck with just UAB.
Right, so Troy's still here. Tulsa, you did pick, yes?
Yes.
UAB
yes.
got picked, UCF got picked. Utah State, also available. I took UTEP. You took, Jason, you took UTSA. Western Michigan. And Wyoming. So, that leaves us with 35 schools.
That's an odd number. Let's give 34 of them to Holly and give Spencer one.
Okay. All right, who's all right, so we'll have a 34-team new MAC that Holly runs.
Yeah. Who and is Spencer's the AD of
who is the Notre Dame of the non Super League that we it's Liberty, right?
Liberty.
Oh, brutal. Brutal.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you make the choice. We can either give him Liberty or Hawaii.
Can we give him Fresno?
That's fine too.
Yep.
Okay. Hawaii's good too.
All right. Fresno State Independent.
Strong. As they should be roaming the countryside. Strong. Fear them
with their can of milk. Unafraid, undaunted. I think this is good. I think we have put together like this is not entirely the point of doing this. But if you gave me any of the three conferences that we put together, the new MAC has some work to do. We have to sort out some problems there. But that's Holly's problem now. And Spencer has to figure out how to schedule Fresno State because he can't play ACC teams.
Who have dominated his state for some reason. I think the new MAC, I mean, that's two conferences. Like,
yes, I think you're
you
right.
You just split it into like four huge divisions and there you go.
I think that's probably right.
So I like, honestly, if the adults in charge of the sport came up with this solution, I would say, oh, that's a lot better than I expected.
Yeah, like, listen, this I'm not necessarily excited for the Super League, but if we had Jason Sokon, Servers ACC, and my very Big 12, there would be a lot to watch in those. There would be like interesting matchups, good games. There would still be a lot of quality to enjoy. Is it the exact same thing as where we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago? No. No, it's not. But that's okay.
We're going to preserve tradition in the ACC, though. All our games will be broadcast on the CW.
Oh, damn.
I would like to announce our media rights deal from 9 a.m. in the morning when we start with Stanford on the West Coast. So 6 a.m. locally there.
Why not just start it at 6 a.m. Eastern?
No, yeah. Okay, yeah, good point. 6 a.m. Eastern, we will start with Stanford's game, and we will have football. Our final game will kick off with Boston College at 2 a.m.
CW up all night.
24 hours of CW.
And we're gonna play right into NFL Sunday because we have the same quality of football in our league.
That's true. That's 100% true. Jason, you might... No, Cerber's got the saltiest league. Yeah, Cerber's got the saltiest league.
Well, shit, it's on the CW. What was I supposed to do?
You've got Memphis and UCF and App State, and there's some good salt there, but like Server's gonna have like UConn fans absolutely trashing Coastal Carolina for some reason. That's going to happen. UConn, if Cerber's going to have UConn fans insisting that the U.S. Army is soft.
Yep.
And that's worthwhile. That's a worthwhile endeavor all the same.
We have the hot tourist attractions of Conway, South Carolina, and Tampa. You kidding me?
I feel like with my crew, there is big cities, but also lots of obnoxious underdogs with, you know, App State and numerous others, UCF famously.
Yeah.
But also I like how Georgia Tech and Baylor fit into that, because we think of them as, you know, often underachievers. Obviously, they both had really good runs within the past 10 to 20 years. But imagine if the expectations were beat Marshall and Toledo and every now and then score an upset. Like, I mean, we've seen both Tech and Baylor pull off, you know, really big upsets. So imagine if that was their entire brand, was being an obnoxious third tier school.
Yeah, sure.
I feel good about that.
I, with my mostly like mountain time zone, Texas, a little bit of like Louisville, Ohio, I think the predominant theme of my conference is I have a big truck. Like, I think that's mostly what my conference projects is, look at my big truck. And that, you know what? That's easy sponsorship. Like, the Dodge 1850. Look at, it's got 12 wheels and no, it's got no bed whatsoever, but it's still a truck, baby.
Opening kickoff brought to you by Truck Nuts.
That's right.